and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We begin chapter 4 with verses 1 through 4. What then can we say that Abraham found, our ancestor according to the flesh? Indeed, if Abraham was justified on the basis of his works, he has reason to boast. But this was not so in the sight of God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. A worker's wage is credited not as a gift, but as something due. You know, I love the way Paul describes our ancestors' righteousness. Not as a gift or a wage, but as something due. Amen? Because of his belief in God, that's why we receive what we receive. Once you believe, everything changes. Even the insight God allows you to understand in his mercy. To practice the word of God will give you the righteousness filled with his grace to accomplish his will, finding the need to pray constantly without fear of offending anyone around you, because the desire to speak to God can come verbally, obviously, as much as it must come in silence. To be fully aware of God, we must stop talking and begin listening to the sound of the Spirit's wind. Amen. This is what Scripture says Abraham would do. Listen and believe. Do you? What I utter universally comes from listening to God in silence, many times starting my day with at least 30 straight minutes of peace, repeating the name of Jesus without causing a stir. Here, you find his beauty and direction, allowing you to succumb without fear, learning to accept the statement of our dear Jewish rescuer, Corrie ten Boom from the Netherlands, who was caught with her family rescuing Jews in World War II and was sent to a concentration camp because of these rescues and ultimately watched her younger sister die. She said, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Practice. Pray, proclaim. This is how you live in righteousness, given by living God first. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, Alexandra, Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. That's from oldest to youngest. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Elliot, and Julian. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we would pray for. And we pray for those who are dying today as we keep our daily vigil of peace for those suffering. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Romans 4. We're in verses 1 through 4. Amen. Today's poem is a two-stanza poem. It's titled, God Was Believed by Abraham. What is said about the flesh of Abraham's find? Works his justified indeed. He could surely boast in kind. God's sight, not so, saying Scripture concedes. God was believed by Abraham. Righteousness his. Belief credited him. Gift, wage, workers, not. Do something, goodness, to begin. Amen? That's given the goodness to begin, the righteousness of believing in God gives all of the insight that you could ever concede by loving God first and finding that righteousness as belief. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 8, 2021. Recording early this morning at 4:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. If you're still hanging out with us now and listening to the podcast, you know we're in an ending time of some impromptu work. It gives us a little bit of opportunity to speak in poetry, but impromptu. Think about something that might be around you, and we want to bring it out and talk about things in rhyme. This morning, I'm sitting in my truck recording my podcast in the middle of the Redlands in South Florida, just looking out at the dark, wondering about my dental appointment this morning. So it's dark, it's dark, it's not able to see, but I know by faith, Jesus will come to me. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Salutations to my good friend John. God bless you, John. Love and peace to you and the family. As we close in the name of Jesus at 7:33. Jesus.